Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. Namaskar. Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. You're watching Healer Within. Welcome, sister.
Thank you so much. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, and welcome to Healer Within.
Thank you.
Yesterday we were speaking about the computers and deleting files and files and files. But I realized that even after deleting, I still had to go to the recycle bin and delete there also.
Mm.
Because nothing could just go easily.
Absolutely. Very beautiful. Like you said, you had a thought, a negative thought, and you said, okay, it's out, full stop, over, delete. So at that time, what you were able to do is deleted that thought. So this is like deleting the file from the computer. You were able to delete that thought at that time, but you still haven't deleted the memory of that situation or the pain that was created when that situation took place. That's at a deeper layer. And because that deeper layer has not been deleted, there is a high chance that again, there will be thoughts which will arise from that stored deeper layer. So after deleting here, we also have to go to the root cause of it. So what was the cause because of which this thought was created? Which means that wound is still there. Because what I thought about is old. Must be few days old, few months old, few years old. But it's an unresolved issue. Which thoughts will arise like this? Negative thoughts. Unresolved issues, which I have probably not resolved with the other person, or I have not resolved with myself. Let's say someone behaved badly with me, cheated me, whatever. One, I have not been able to resolve it with them. Maybe it's not going to get resolved with them. But now I need to resolve it with myself. Talk to myself, counsel myself, convince myself that it's okay, it's over, there was a reason, and then we'll see what reason there was. And then finish that wound from the deeper layer. Once it's finished there, thoughts will not arise. Otherwise, they will keep coming. And that's why we keep on thinking about the past, even if it's been like long, long time ago. So to understand how to do this deleting, and then deleting from the recycle bin, and sometimes a complete reformatting. You know, I might need to completely reformat my way of thinking. And I would say this old system just doesn't work. Like we've seen on Awakening so many times, huge lot of old belief systems. Stress is natural, anger is obvious, hurt is natural, competition is necessary, comparison is obvious. These are whole huge amount of belief systems, old belief systems, there in the operating system. And then over a period of time, every day that we've been working on ourselves, we're actually reformatting the system because we've changed every belief system that we had earlier. None of the old ones are working anymore, which means that was a complete reformatting. We've done a complete reformatting and we are in the process of doing it. Even though we may not have reached, you know, that stage where we are always stable, but we've understood that these old belief systems are not working and now we're working towards creating the new ones. So this is a complete reformatting. Now for doing all this, I need complete knowledge of the soul. What is the soul? Where does it reside? And most important, what does it do? You know, because many of us, spiritually, it's easy to say, okay, I'm a soul, this is the body. But science would say, where's the proof? Cannot be seen, cannot be touched, has not been proved scientifically. So, because science will say, this is who you are. That can be seen, dissected, bisected. Where's the soul? So we need to have that complete knowledge. So spirituality, and especially Raj Yoga, what we learn at the Brahma Kumaris, teaches us the complete faculty system of the soul, that what is the process that's going on inside. Right here, if I put a line here in the center of the forehead and a line here from the top of the head, where it will go and intersect inside, it's between the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland. There's a little white liquid, and there it's called the seat of the soul. Let's put a line here and line here on top. It will go and intersect
where,
in between.
Where you see a little child, soft.
Yes.
Top here.
Yes.
There below that.
That's it. Top below that and center here. And that's called the seat of the soul. And then because we cannot visualize inside, we say here. You know, I, the soul here, residing in the center of the forehead between the eyebrows. And that's why in Indian culture, if you see, every time that there is a prayer or a satsang or a meeting, we always put a tilak here. You know, Indian housewives, they will put the tilak here. And this tilak here is a reminder.
I am a soul.
I'm a soul. Each time that we go to the temple, the first thing that we do is first remove our slippers outside. Your slippers, shoes. Sometimes in many temples, even the belt and any leather product that you're carrying is to be removed outside. And go inside, and the first thing you do is this. Apply the tilak. Now this is symbolic because leather is to do with the body. Leather. So remove your body consciousness outside. So remove everything that's leather outside. And first thing, awareness, I'm a soul.
And your shoes, your ego.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So body consciousness outside, awareness, I'm a soul, then connecting to the supreme power. So this is where I, the soul, reside. I cannot be seen. It's energy. But again, during meditation, we will say point of light. No shape, no size. So smallest shape that I can call it to visualize would be a point of light. So while we are meditating, because we not only create thoughts while meditating, we also visualize what we are thinking so that the intellect does not wander off here. So we say, I, the soul, point of light, pure consciousness.
You visualize in Raja Yoga meditation,
right.
I, the soul, so you visualize that point of light.
Yeah.
That
over
I am here,
yes.
And then
why it's very important to visualize, because the thought process and the visualization process works together. The two faculties of the soul which are working together, the mind and the intellect. Mind creates the thought, intellect visualizes. Let's say I say house, home. So immediately there will be a picture in front of me. I think of a friend, immediately there will be a picture in front of me. This is called concentration, where mind and intellect are on the same point. And if anyone says, I cannot concentrate, I'm not able to concentrate, it's because mind is thinking of something else and the picture that the intellect is creating is of something else. If I say home and the intellect creates a picture of office, then the mind will also go towards the office. So I had sat to think about the home, but the intellect took me towards the office, so concentration breaks. So every time, if we want to concentrate, whether it's while studying, whether it's on work, whether it's in meditation, we always have to have these two faculties working together, mind, intellect. So now if I create a thought, I am a soul, master of this body, peaceful, pure, point of light. If I do not visualize this, there will be some other pictures keep coming.
How can you visualize peaceful?
Maybe not visualize peaceful, but visualize a point of light and then experience peaceful.
Okay.
So third faculty of the soul, which is to experience. So mind.
A feeling.
A feeling.
Feeling of peace, love.
Yes. So this is meditation. Think, visualize, and then experience. This is a continuous inner process. And this is not only to meditate, you can see it every time. Let's say, think of your child. So what will happen immediately? First you'll create a thought of anything to do with the child, some habit, some word they said, something that they've done, or where are they today, what are they doing. This will be your thought. When you have a thought, you'll immediately have a picture with that. They're there at home, doing something. You know,
and then there's a feeling created, of love.
Absolutely. Now think of a person with probably whom you're not getting along very well today.
Feeling of anger, hatred.
So these are the three faculties of the soul. Thinking, visualizing, and then experiencing. Like this is one body, but it has hands, legs, different organs, which are used to coordinate all the work. Similarly, one energy. I'm one energy, the soul, but it has three faculties. So I, the soul, have these three faculties: thinking, visualizing, and then experiencing, which we call mind, intellect, and then personality traits, or a perfect word is in Hindi, sanskars.
Man, buddhi, sanskar.
Man, buddhi, sanskar. Now, they are not three different energies. They're just one energy doing three things. It's like you're one person, but you, one person, are a father also, are a husband also, are a friend also, are a brother also. Person is one. Similarly, energy is one. Soul is one. But that same soul does the work of thinking, does the work of deciding, and does the work of experiencing and storing the memory. So when I, the soul, am thinking, we call it the mind.
Okay.
You know, it's not different.
Okay, I am the mind.
I am the mind, yes.
Oh, at that time when I'm thinking, I'm the mind.
I'm the mind. You know, many times we say mind, body, soul. Or we say mind and soul. So mind and soul are not different. It's the soul which thinks.
Okay.
It's one energy. See, mind. Let's look, even if we're not able to believe that soul exists or what is the soul, we all know about the mind. We've all experienced the mind. Can't be seen, can't be proved scientifically, and yet everybody knows that I have a mind. How? Because I can feel myself thinking. I know I'm thinking. And if anybody says, where is the thinking happening? We'll say, it's here somewhere. I'm not thinking here. Here. It's
I got
here.
My legs are thinking.
No, not only my legs. Just sit back and see, where is the thinking happening? Where are the thoughts? Because we all know our thoughts. So where is the thinking? Sometimes they think from your heart here. No, thinking not happening here. Thinking is happening here.
Yeah, you usually do like this when you think, and like this. And
yeah.
I can't remember like that.
Yes. Yeah. Here. So why here? Because the thinking is happening here. So I, the soul, when I'm thinking, it's called the mind. And the mind creates 25 to 30 thoughts per minute. 25 to 30 thoughts per minute. This is scientifically proved. You have something known as a EEG, an electroencephalograph, and this gives you the scientific data that on an average, a normal human being in the normal state of mind is creating 25 to 30 thoughts per minute. If I'm relaxed, peaceful, calm, it'll come down a little lower, and if I'm stressed, it'll go a little higher. But on an average, 25 to 30 thoughts per minute, and which on an average would come to about 40 to 60,000 thoughts a day. This is our creation. When we say we are the creators of what we think and feel, so our product that we are creating is 40 to 60,000 thoughts per minute. Are we aware of the quality?
60,000 thoughts a day
is our production. Our creation.
Doesn't the mind get tired?
Most important is not how many thoughts. Important is which quality thoughts.
Oh.
That will decide how tired I get in
useless.
The whole day. Yes.
Useless waste thoughts.
Absolutely. Broadly, we'll be able to classify it into negative thoughts, where it's toxic. It's anger, it's resentment, it's revenge, it's jealousy, criticism. This will all go into the category of negative thoughts. Then, like you said, waste thoughts, gossip. Not negative, but idle. No use. Gossip. Thinking too much about the past, thinking too much about the future, not in my control, would go into waste thoughts.
Just like a car is just on.
On.
Neither is moving back or front.
Absolutely.
And running and useless.
Beautiful.
Wasting the petrol, wasting the gas,
yes,
and the energy of the car and pollution.
Perfect example. Now this is what we are doing the whole day. Wasting the energy here and having an effect also on the car, because it's damaging the car every time we're creating these kind of thoughts. So waste thoughts, negative thoughts. Third is necessary thoughts. I have to go to work. I have to do this today. Necessary neutral thoughts. Fourth, positive thoughts. Many of us today are saying positive thinking. So we would say affirmations, I can do this, you can do this, everything will be fine, you are a nice person. These are positive affirmations. So positive, negative, necessary, waste. And fifth type of thoughts, elevated thoughts. Pure, elevated thoughts, which we will say soul-conscious thoughts.
Okay.
You know, positive thoughts are not soul-conscious thoughts. Positive thoughts could be, yes, you can do it. This is a positive affirmation. But soul-conscious thoughts are when I am thinking and creating thoughts from that consciousness that, yes, I am a soul. So when I create a thought, I'm a pure, peaceful soul, master of this body. This is a soul-conscious thought. I'm talking to another pure, peaceful being. This is a soul-conscious thought, which is more powerful than even a positive thought. So when we say 50 to 60,000 thoughts in a day, what makes us feel tired or drained out is because we've had more of negative and waste thoughts. On an average, what psychiatrists say is 80% of the time we're living in the past. 80% of the time. 15% of the time we're living in the future. So actually 95% would go into the category of, like you said, standing still, neither here nor there, and not being in the present
running
moment.
Running on this spot.
Absolutely. So that's waste thoughts. Now remaining 5%, some would go into the negative thought category. Some would go into the necessary thought category. How much would be positive thoughts? And then how many soul-conscious thoughts? Today, hardly any. And that's why I will feel tired by the end of the day. Because too many thoughts and heavy quality, that makes me feel heavy. See yourself on a day when you haven't had very negative thoughts, you want to feel very nice.
Yeah, sometimes I feel, I haven't done anything today. Why am I tired?
Yeah. When we say, I haven't done anything today, it's probably physically I haven't done anything today, which means I haven't used my body to do much today. But I haven't done anything today. Did I stop thinking today? So I have been doing a lot of work today. And we never stop thinking. Not even when we are sleeping. The mind
doesn't. I haven't done anything today and I'm tired means I have been thinking.
Yes, I have done a lot today. I have done a lot today. I said, I haven't done anything today.
So that's what you mean when you say depletes your energy.
I could be sitting just in this one chair and not get up for the next 24 hours. So physically, I haven't used my body to do anything today. But then, the more I'm sitting idle physically, actually, I'm thinking a lot of things. And I've carried very heavy weight today. Probably thought about the past, thought about something, worried about the future, anxiety about what's going to happen, angry probably with what's going on around me. But physically, I haven't done anything today.
Yeah, because when your energy is depleted, you get irritable also.
Absolutely.
And furthermore,
absolutely.
The more you get irritated, the more you get tired.
And more the energy gets depleted, then you get more irritated. And then when you go to sleep in the night, when the whole day has been like this, you know, even whether it's physically you were doing or not doing, even physically if I'm busy, I'm doing a lot of work, mind, what is the quality of thoughts that I have been creating the whole day? If there's been irritation, anger, resentment, hatred also sometimes, hurt, upset, crying. When I go to sleep in the night, because I don't have any system or method of packing off, cleaning my files here, when I go to sleep, the body goes to sleep.
Mind is still working.
Absolutely. Why do we need rest? When we say we need 6 to 8 hours of rest, who needs rest? When I say I need rest of 6 to 8 hours, who is it that needs rest? One is the body needs rest, all the muscles need to relax and re-energize for the next day. But it's also I need rest. I. But do I rest? And the best sign to check this is, how do I feel when I wake up the first thing in the morning? How am I feeling? How many of us have this experience that if I put a morning alarm and whatever time I've put the alarm and when the alarm rings or today when it rings on the phone, you want to put it on snooze and sleep for 5 minutes more?
Everybody does that.
Most of us want to do that. Sleep for 5 minutes more. This is the sign. In spite of having slept for 6 hours, I find the need to sleep for 5 minutes more. It means in those 6 hours, body slept well. That's why it's fresh and ready. Mind did not sleep. And why the mind did not sleep? Because the whole day the mind was very active, thinking of all these kind of things. And in that state only, I went off to sleep. I did nothing to resolve all the issues that were in my mind during the day. I did nothing to sort them out, clean them out, unpack, rewind, nothing. I just went off to sleep. Which means the car was in the fifth gear. Mind was very fast, went off to sleep. It's still in the fifth gear. And then we can have dreams, lot of dreams, which is a sign that the mind is not sleeping, it's very active. And we can have all these turbulent thoughts which were there during the day, still going on in the night. And then I haven't slept well. And now when I wake up in that state, tired, not fresh, my chances of now getting irritated
are more.
Right? So today I didn't take care of the mind, then slept in that state, woke up, not fresh, got irritated and angry more, and then how will I sleep tonight? Again weaker. And then how will the next morning be? Again weaker. And over a period of time, this has become a vicious cycle. And most of us today are sleep deprived. We can find people sitting in the car falling off to sleep. We can find people sitting in programs and falling off to sleep.
But that's being sleep deprived.
You can't sleep otherwise when you're supposed to be awake. You will not fall off to sleep. Who will sleep? How can you be sitting in a program and fall off to sleep? You're supposed to be awake and alert. Who will fall off to sleep? The one who's short of sleep.
And then we say the program was boring, the ego went into
sleep. Even if the program is boring, you cannot fall off to sleep at the time when you, the mind and the body, are supposed to be awake. But the soul who is short of sleep, and which means which is tired and not been getting rest, not 1 or 2 days, but over a long period of time, will fall off to sleep. And this is a sign, I need to do something here. Check the quality of my thoughts. This is very important. This is the most important faculty of the soul, the mind. If I don't take care of it, I can get into a habit of obsessive thinking, going on and on and on, thinking about the same thing. Addictive thinking, again and again, same hurt, I will go on and on repeating. This is all depleting my energy and I need to take care about that. This is a sign of a weak soul. You know, a weak soul will create more of negative and waste thoughts and will find it very difficult to create positive thoughts. With great difficulty, even if it creates one positive thought, it will be followed by 10 negative thoughts. You know, if I create a thought, yes, I can do this work, then after that is, I'm not too sure. I don't know whether I can do it. I've tried before. I don't think I'm able to do it. So even that one positive thought gets followed by negative thoughts, habit, since a very, very long time. Now, 50 to 60,000 thoughts the whole day. And more of negative and waste. How am I going to feel? And so the first role of this healer is to work on the thinking. And that's why we've been working in awakening on changing the quality of our thoughts. But now we need to go deeper. That where are these thoughts arising from? So that let me hit the root, the thoughts will be taken care of. So the second faculty of the soul is the intellect. The intellect, which is like, it's like a quality control on the mind. You know, the intellect decides what the mind will think, what it will not think.
This is buddhi?
Buddhi. You know, when somebody is not doing things the right way, we will say, use your intellect. We don't say, use your mind. Use your intellect, or another word for it is the conscience. Use your conscience. Or if somebody is making the same mistake again and again and again, we say their conscience is dead. Vivek ko mar diya hai. Buddhi nahi kaam karti hai. Intellect is dead. It's not working anymore. Which means the control that the intellect had on the mind is no more there. The mind is working on its own. It's like a horse. And the reins are the intellect. But if the reins have been set free, the horse is running. uncontrolled, absolutely, just going on and on thinking, nobody there to check what it's supposed to create, what it's not supposed to create.
Right, it's gone to sleep.
Absolutely, gone to sleep. So the intellect is also the decision-making faculty. The mind will first, it will check, quality check, which thoughts the mind should create. Then once the mind creates the thought, the intellect evaluates those thoughts and then takes a decision. Decision-making capacity, which is very weak for many of us today. We take very, very long to be able to take decisions today. And most of the time today, we're not even able to take decisions. We'd rather go and ask someone else, what do you think I should do? Should I continue with this job? Should I quit? Should I do this? Should I do that? What should I wear today? What should we eat today? Everything, I'm finding it difficult to take a decision because my intellect is not being used in the right way. So mind will create thoughts, intellect will check those thoughts, evaluate it and take a decision. And once the intellect has taken the decision, now this will come out into action. And once this comes out into action, whatever act I perform, it will leave an impression. That is the third faculty, which is the sanskar. So this goes on working the whole day in a cycle. Mind will create thoughts, intellect will take a decision, and sanskar means it will create an impression.
Mind,
intellect,
sanskar. Sister, these three things are very, very important. And a short meditation.
I'd sit back and look at myself. The inner being operating through this body. Let me feel myself as I think. See yourself thinking. I am the creator of these thoughts. And as I create the thoughts, I evaluate them. I choose which one is right for me. I take a decision what I need to do. It's I who am doing this. And once the decision is taken, I send a signal to the brain and the thought comes out into action. This action performed leaves a mark or an impression on me. An impression of the experience I had when I performed the act. This is sanskar. Mind, intellect, sanskar. This is I, the soul. Om Shanti.
The seat of the soul is in the center of the brain, between the hypothalamus and pituitary gland. In meditation, we visualize the soul as a point of light in the center of the forehead. The soul plays three roles. When I, the soul, am thinking, it's called mind. When I am analyzing and deciding, it is called the intellect. The decision comes into action and every action leaves an impression called trait or sanskar. A weak mind creates too many thoughts and negative thoughts. A weak intellect is unable to discern between right and wrong and not able to take quick decisions.
If you wish to discuss your problem or have a question to ask or want to know your nearest Raj Yoga Meditation Center, write to us at awakeningwithbks@gmail.com or call us on 099-99-744-555.
ब्रह्मा कुमारीज के प्रत्येक सेवा केंद्र पर राजयोग मेडिटेशन निशुल्क सिखाया जाता है। ये कोर्स 7 दिन प्रतिदिन 1 घंटे का है। भारत में बड़े शहरों से लेकर छोटे-छोटे गांवों में हमारे 8000 से अधिक सेवा केंद्र हैं। राजयोग सीखने के लिए और अपने नजदीकी सेवा केंद्र का पता जानने के लिए संपर्क करें।
ओम शांति ओम।